Well, good morning, 7:07 a.m. Monday, July the 10th, 2017. I knew I had to get out early. I didn't get out as early as I probably should have. It's warming up nicely. It's 66, 68, probably somewhere in there. Sun is up. I'm not cold. That was a little breeze, which feels good because I've been walking for the last half mile in the direct sun. And the direct sun at 7 o'clock in the morning is still pretty steep. It's still pretty hot. We're looking at another high 90s day here on the Front Range. I need to figure out something to do for dinner that doesn't involve running the oven. I solved my roasting chicken problem the other day by roasting it in the morning before the sun got up. And I just warmed it up for dinner. Worked well. I have to make a grocery run, which is probably recommended anyway. Or figure out what to do with ground turkey. I'd like to make a turkey loaf. I made a turkey loaf the other night and used grated carrots instead of breadcrumbs. And it came out pretty good. The carrot brought a bit of moisture to what otherwise might have been a pretty dry loaf. So I'm almost done with the secret project, and no, it is not the same secret project that Terry Mixon is working on. This is not a secret project that any of you are going to have access to ever. It's just something that I have undertaken. I don't know how long, in a few months maybe I could talk about it, but at the moment, no, I can't. So we won't, just to say. It's an inspiring project. The reason I agreed to do it is that I find it inspiring. I find it helpful to get my own act together. And I'm really, the last day should be today. And even with all of the appointments I've got a 9 o'clock therapy, I've got a 1 o'clock rheumatology. I don't have to work around a kid today. I don't have anybody going to work or needing pickup or drop off or anything like that. So beyond the two appointments, the day is mine. Tomorrow should be mine as well. Wednesday, I've got another one. Wednesday is, I think I have a kid that needs to go to therapy that day. So it's, yeah. Rock and roll hoochie-coo. Diet's going well, relatively well. I'm easing up above the 1,200 calorie mark a day. I'm trying to get close to 15, but the building blocks I'm using aren't calibrated for that level, so I need to work on that a bit. I'll do a little additional menu planning. So I don't really have, most of what I've been doing I can't talk about, so I don't really have a lot to talk about this morning. I've been kind of steering clear of social media, I've been kind of keeping my head down. Focused on diet, meditation, exercise. I go back for my 90-day checkup next week to see the doctor. So I'm really sort of focused on doing what I need to do for that, making sure that, you know, it's coming up on 90 days that I'm not slacking off in terms of logging my food, eating the right stuff, eating the right amounts of the right stuff. Keeping my head clear. The morning walk meditation, the first 10, 11 minutes of the walk in the morning is taken on, I'm not going to say new significance because it's always been pretty significant, that first mile. I'm not going to say it's new focus, it's, I'm going to say renewed focus, I'm going to say. Because it was always my goal when I come out to start the walk to be in the moment, to be aware of the sights and the sounds and the smells, sensation of the air on my skin, even when it's cold, even when it's wet, even when it's nasty. My friend with the Scotty dog, who's found something interesting in the grass. Say it with me. Monk post. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Big excitement here this morning.
He's always excited.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, she definitely got a haircut. So yeah, with the guided meditation with Andy from Headspace talking to me, I take the picture and then I fire up Headspace, and Andy wants me to stand there for a minute or two and contemplate the weight of the body pressing down, the balance, where do I feel it most on my feet, at the inside or the outside. The truth is, I'm fairly well balanced most of the time. I don't observe any kind of forward or backward or inside or outside. I don't know if it's the Tai Chi training that still persists, or treehouse. He's building a treehouse. Maybe. Or if it's just that I'm really conscious of how I place my feet. Always have been. Of course, what is this, 7 years? Started in, what was it, March of 2011? I'm in my seventh. Five more days, and speaking of days, speak of durations, five more days, and I will be at 180 days for my meditation. Actually, I think it's four more days counting today, because I actually got one session in this morning already, so I think that's at 175. So today's 175, tomorrow's 176. And it goes on from there to 180 days, which is my next milestone goal. And I get asked every once in a while, does it help? Yeah, I think it does. I think it does. I'm not killing it in terms of managing my ADHD. It's still sometimes difficult to remember things that I've actually written down and have in front of me. I get distracted and forget to check the list. I get distracted and forget that I wrote my glucose on the napkin before I came downstairs. I open my glucose log and I don't know what I'm supposed to write there. And then, with any luck, I remember I wrote it on the napkin before I throw the napkin away. Otherwise, I go plug to the trash and look for it on that napkin. It's a really still morning. I can hear the train over on the east side of town. We are heading over to the park. That's funny, I was talking about the grass looking a little brownish as it's ripening up. A lot of the grass is now ripened up. Heads peeling over. There's still a fair amount of pale green. It's a thistle that's getting ready to blossom out. There's still a lot of green, particularly the trees. The ground is looking, well, there's places where the pale green is still pretty prominent, but for the most part, there's a lot of golds and browns. And it's quite lovely. It's definitely, the season is already starting to shift. It's already moving around the wheel. Glad I didn't wait any longer than I did. A, I would have run into time crunch on the other end, but B, it's already getting really, no, not yet, but I can tell it's going to be really warm. I'm walking in the sun, it's shining on my shoulder. It's a lovely sensation, and it feels even better when I walk into the shade and get out of it. So today is Monday, July the 10th. I gotta get my button gear. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.